Star Wars was presented by National Public Radio in association with KUSC FM Los Angeles with the cooperation of Lucasfilm Limited. Star Wars, based on characters and situations created by George Lucas. Episode 8, Death Star's Transit. A long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, there came a time of revolution when rebels united to challenge a tyrannical empire. The Princess Leia Organa, an Imperial senator from the planet Alderaan, is also a leader in the secret councils of the Rebel Alliance. But her most daring mission, to deliver the plans for the Empire's most awesome weapon, has failed. In a last desperate bid to get the information into Rebel hands before being captured, she has placed it in the memory banks of the astro droid R2-D2. And though Princess Leia is unaware of it, R2 has come into the possession of Luke Skywalker and the veteran Jedi Knight Ben Kenobi. Taken prisoner by Darth Vader, the Dark Lord of the Sith, Leia Organa is aboard a cruiser of the Imperial Starfleet en route to the Death Star, a stupendous space-going battle station.
Navigator, estimated time of arrival at the Death Star.
15 minutes, sir. We're getting clearance to enter the outer defensive zones now.
Carry on. Lord Vader?
Yes, Captain?
We're right on schedule, Lord Vader.
Excellent.
Lord Vader?
Well, Commander?
We have the prisoner outside, sir. What are your orders?
Escort her in, Commander.
Yes, sir. The prisoner will step forward.
Commander, you needn't be so curt with my guest.
Guest? I'm warning you,
Commander, Vader. You and your men may post yourselves by the hatch.
Yes, sir.
And that will be all for now, Captain.
As you wish, Lord Vader.
You've overstepped yourself, Vader. Firing on my ship and taking me captive, the Imperial Senate will not
no
take this...
No longer presents any obstacle to me. You'd do better to worry about your own well-being, Princess Leia.
You won't succeed, you know. You will never be able to crush the rebellion.
I didn't have you brought here to listen to more of your pointless ranting, Your Highness. You're so upset that you haven't taken time to glance out of the main viewport at our destination.
The Death Star.
Quite right. Closer to completion than even your rebel agents estimated. I thought the sight of it might shock you into revealing that you knew of its existence.
I'd heard vague rumors in the Imperial Senate, nothing more. You've proved nothing, Vader.
You knew of the Death Star. You also intercepted the rebel message transmitting the technical design data for it. I'm offering you one last chance to tell me what you did with those plans. Once we've docked in that battle station, much harsher and more direct means will be used to question you.
Dare. You'll never get away with this.
You think not? Look, Princess. Gaze upon the Death Star, the mightiest war machine that humankind has ever produced.
It's obscene. An obscene invention of twisted minds.
See that great circular dish? That is the prime weapon. Mere Starfleets pale by comparison. Has the power to destroy entire worlds.
You're insane. You, the Emperor, the military, you've all gone mad.
Don't be too preoccupied with the Death Star, Princess Leia. It is, after all, no more than a machine. But it is indicative of the might of the Empire, strength that will inevitably crush your pitiful Rebel Alliance. Now let me ask you again. What have you done with the plans? I see you have no intention of cooperating. Very well, your fate is upon your own head. Rest assured that you will tell me what I wish to know. Commander,
Lord Vader.
Take her to her quarters. When we've docked at the Death Star, have her transferred to the detention levels there.
Yes, Lord Vader.
You're about to find out what it means to defy the Empire, Your Highness. A lesson that will soon be learned by the whole galaxy.
Staff meeting still scheduled to proceed on time, Admiral Motti?
As soon as the Grand Moff Tarkin arrives, General Tag, he's gone to the docking bay to greet Lord Vader in person.
Vader. Has he recovered the stolen plans?
I think not, General, but my sources inform me that he has taken a captive. The Princess Leia Organa.
Leia Organa? Has Vader lost his mind? He's gone too far this time, Motti. This Dark Lord of the Sith, whom the Emperor has inflicted upon us, will be our undoing. And we remain vulnerable until the Death Star is fully operational.
You worry too much, Tag.
Marty, you still don't seem to realize how much of a threat the Rebel Alliance is. It's not just that they're becoming better organized and acquiring more ships and better equipment. They're driven, don't you understand? They're fanatics.
They may be dangerous to your Starfleet, but not to this battle station.
The rebellion will continue to gain the tacit support of the Senate as long as they're... Governor Tarkin, Lord Vader.
The Imperial Senate will no longer be of any concern to us. Lord Vader brings word that the Emperor has dissolved the Council permanently.
Senate dissolved?
The decree was carefully worded, of course, invoking the current emergency and the rebel violence. But the last remains of the old Republic have been swept away.
But how will the Emperor maintain control, Governor Tarkin?
Fear will keep the worlds of the Empire in line. Fear of this battle station.
And what of the rebellion? If the rebels have a complete technical readout of the Death Star, it's possible, however unlikely, that they might find a weakness and exploit it. If it's destroyed or even severely damaged, our main deterrent power will be gone.
The plans to which you refer will soon be back in our hands.
That is beside the point. Any attack made by the rebels against this battle station would be a useless gesture, no matter what technical data they've obtained. The Death Star is now the ultimate power in the universe.
Don't be too proud of this technological terror you've constructed. The ability to destroy a planet is insignificant next to the power of the Force.
Don't try to frighten us with your sorcerer's ways, Lord Vader. Your sad devotion to that ancient religion hasn't helped you conjure up the stolen data tapes or given you clairvoyance enough to find the rebels' hidden force.
Are you having difficulty breathing, Morty? Is your throat constricting as though some force were at work? I find your lack of faith disturbing, Morty.
Enough of this. Vader, release him.
As you wish, Governor.
This bickering is pointless. Lord Vader will interrogate Princess Leia and provide us with the location of the rebel fortress by the time this station is operational. That should take no longer than two more work shifts. We will then be free to demonstrate our full power and crush the rebellion with one swift stroke.
You find your quarters adequate, Princess Leia.
Vader, I demand that I be released from this cell and given access to formal legal proceedings.
Spare me your indignation, Your Highness.
What's that, Vader?
This machine? It is called an interrogation device. But there are those who call it other things.
A torture robot. This violates every rule of law.
The law no longer applies to you. You're a rebel. You've refused your one chance for mercy. And now, Your Highness, we shall discuss the location of your hidden rebel base.
Vader, keep that away from me.
The injection arm is primed. Now tell me, where is the rebel fortress?
I don't know what you mean.
So be it.
No. No. Let go. You stop that.
Hold still, you
no.
little fool. No. There is no escape.
No. No. Ah!
Your Highness, do you hear my voice? Princess Leia Organa, listen to my voice. Pay attention to my voice. That's right. You hear only my voice. Listen to it. Trust it. I am your friend.
No.
Yes. All your secrets are safe with me. You can trust me. I am a member of the Rebel Alliance. Like you. We must know what you did with those tapes.
Tapes?
The technical plans for the Death Star. What did you do with them? Where are they? The rebels need to know. Help us, Leia.
No.
We need them, Leia. What happened to those tapes?
No.
Where are they? You must.
Yet?
It's your duty.
Duty? No.
Yes. Your duty to our Rebel Alliance. Your obligation to Alderaan and to your father. Your father commands you to tell us.
Oh, my father.
Yes.
Father.
Don't you wish to please your father?
Yes.
Then tell me what you did with those plans. Say the words.
But,
your father
but,
orders you to tell us.
Father would.
You try my patience. Tell me what was done with those plans.
No.
Listen to my voice. You are now in great pain. Excruciating pain.
No. Oh, please.
Pain. A universe of it. Your world is nothing but pain.
Don't make it stop.
Tell me what I wish to know.
No.
Tell me what I wish to know. Where are the plans?
I can't. Help.
Your skin is afire.
Oh,
you're
no.
burning.
Oh, no.
Your nerve endings are in flames.
Oh.
Your flesh is being torn apart.
Make it stop. Please make it stop.
I will when you've told me where the plans are.
Please.
You're dying in torment. Where are the Death Star plans? Where is the Rebel Fortress?
I can't.
There are only seconds left.
Can't.
Your heart is about to burst, and the breath of life is nearly gone.
I won't.
You must! Stop! You are no longer dying, no longer in pain. Your mind is a blank. You float without a thought or concern.
Lord Vader, is anything wrong?
No! Get out! Wait. Have a medical tech see to the prisoner. Make sure she suffered no serious damage. Have her fortified so that she can take another round of interrogation.
Yes, Lord Vader.
I shall be back. Soon.
Yes, Motti.
Death Star is now 100% functional.
Including our prime weapon?
Completely operational. This station can destroy any planet you care to select. The entire Starfleet in pitched battle couldn't stop us. You now have in your hand the power of life and death over every living thing in the galaxy.
Life and death.
Ultimate power. It rests with you now.
And with the Emperor, of course.
To be sure, Governor, that's what I meant. Only the Emperor is far from here. Actual command of the Death Star is yours.
Yes. Lord Vader.
I am informed that the station is now fully operational.
Yes, Vader, that's correct.
We need only a word from the governor to begin operations.
In the service of the Emperor?
Quite so. In the service of the Empire.
And the Emperor? He chose well when he selected you to oversee construction of the Death Star, Governor Tarkin. Lesser men might have harbored some foolish thought of betrayal. Ambition has been the downfall of many.
Indeed. But the Emperor is assured of my loyalty. Is that not so, Motti?
Implicitly, Governor Tarkin.
Now, Vader, what of the princess?
She resisted the first interrogation session. Her innate willpower is formidable, and it has been augmented with certain physical and mental disciplines. No matter. I shall wear her down in time.
But how can that slip of a girl defy you? It's ludicrous.
I believe that she still holds hope that the stolen plans will eventually be delivered into rebel hands. Futile, of course, but it sustains her.
But you've broken hardened, resolute men with relative ease.
It is difficult to crush a prisoner's will until one has obliterated their hope.
I think you're too easy with her, Vader. Put aside your mind drugs and telesuggestions. There are old methods, tried and true ways of making a captive speak. Phantom pain is something against which she can defend herself, but against the real thing, her resistance will collapse.
I think not. She is a member of the Royal House of Alderaan and of the Imperial Senate. She has had access to many family and governmental secrets. She has been specifically trained and prepared to withstand conventional questioning. I would have to apply levels of pain so high as to risk killing her.
And what of it? She must be disposed of in time anyway.
But the princess is my one lead to the rebels. I cannot chance losing her just yet.
Well, you haven't much time, Lord Vader. With the Death Star completed, I must take vigorous action against the rebels as soon as possible. The Emperor expects great things of this battle station, and of me.
Without the information that Leia Organa is protecting, your best efforts will be wasted. But I will demolish her defenses, rest assured.
I've always found your methods needlessly elaborate, Vader.
They are effective. Nevertheless, I am open to suggestions.
That is wise. Stubbornness such as Princess Leia's can often be circumvented by applying threats to some third party.
What do you propose?
I think it's time we demonstrated the full power of the Death Star. I have it in mind to do so in a fashion that will be doubly useful. Admiral Motti?
Sir?
Tell your programmers to set a course for the Alderaan system.
With pleasure, Governor Tarkin. Lord Vader?
You see, Vader, the third party we shall threaten is the entire population of her own planet.
Alderaan is one of the foremost of the inner systems. The Emperor should be consulted.
Do not think to challenge me. You're not confronting Tag or Motti now. The Emperor has given me a free hand in this affair. The decision is mine. And you will have your information that much sooner.
Just so.
I'm glad you agree. The Empire is vast, and even a weapon as magnificent as the Death Star can only be in one place at a time. A major part of this station's value is as a deterrent. We must prove to the galaxy that we are prepared to use it at the slightest provocation.
If your plan serves our purpose, it will justify itself.
The stability of the Empire is at stake. A planet is a small price to pay.
Solar system, Governor Tarkin, and assumed orbit around the planet.
Make sure we're well out of range of the explosion. Is our prime weapon prepared?
Primary ignition can proceed immediately upon your command, sir.
Here is the prisoner.
Governor Tarkin, I should have expected to find you holding Vader's leash. I recognized your foul stench when I was brought on board.
Charming to the last. You don't know how hard I found it signing the order to terminate your life, Princess Leia.
I'm surprised you had the courage to take the responsibility yourself.
Before your execution, I would like you to be my guest at a ceremony that will make this battle station operational. No star system will dare oppose the Emperor now.
The more you tighten your grip, Tarkin, the more star systems will slip through your fingers.
Not after we demonstrate the power of the Death Star. In a way, you have determined the choice of the first planet to be destroyed. And it is for that reason that I've had you brought here to the observation deck. Admiral Motti, have the view screens activated.
At once, sir.
Since you're reluctant to provide us with the location of the rebel base, Your Highness, I've chosen to test the Death Star's destructive powers on that lovely blue world you see on our view screens. Your home planet of Alderaan.
But Alderaan is peaceful. We have no weapons. You can't possibly
do
that.
You prefer another target? A military target? Then name the system.
No. I absolutely will... Please!
I grow tired of asking this, so for the last time, where is the rebel base?
Dantooine. They're on Dantooine.
There. You see, Vader, she can be reasonable. Continue with the operation, Admiral Motti. You may fire when ready.
What?
You're far too trusting. Dantooine is too remote to make an effective demonstration. But don't worry. We shall deal with your rebel friends soon enough.
Commencing primary ignition, Governor Tarkin.
No. No, you can't do this.
Targeting computer locked in?
No. Please, no.
Opponent energy sequence.
No, Tarkin, please. I beg you, in the name of mercy, please.
Firing sequence.
No. No.
Help!
No!
Our prime weapon is even more powerful than we'd calculated, Governor Tarkin.
Indeed.
Sensors indicate total destruction of the planet, Governor Tarkin.
Father! Oh, my poor, poor Alderaan!
Return her to the detention level, Lord Vader.
Oh, Tarkin. If ever there was a shred of humanity in you or these twisted creatures of yours, it's dead now. You're at war with life itself. You are enemies of the universe. Your empire is doomed.
Take her away.
You sent for me, Governor Tarkin?
Yes, Vader. We should be receiving word from our scouting expedition very soon.
Giving you your opportunity to, how did you put it, extinguish the rebellion?
Precisely. In the space of a single day, I will effectively eliminate all organized resistance to the Empire.
Indeed.
What of the search for the plans?
I am convinced that the Princess sent them down to the planet Tatooine with a pair of droids. A short time ago, a starship made a highly illegal blast-off from Mos Eisley spaceport on Tatooine after her crew exchanged fire with a squad of stormtroopers. The ship got through our blockade somehow and entered hyperspace, evading pursuit. The droids in question were thought to be aboard her.
And our stormtroopers were outfought? Our starfleet evaded? How is this possible? Whose ship was it?
That is difficult to say. She had false identification markings and a forged registration. Moreover, she was an extremely fast and elusive vessel, probably piloted by one of the smugglers who congregate in that region.
So, the traitors have joined hands with criminals, and once again, you failed to regain those plans.
Our enemies are resourceful, but if you destroy the rebel base as you've resolved to do, the plans become a secondary concern. Is that not so?
Yes. When we've wiped out the fortress on Dantooine, the matter will be virtually settled.
Governor Tarkin, Lord Vader.
Well, what is it, Motti?
Our scout ships have reached Dantooine. They found the remains of a rebel base, but they estimate it's been deserted for some time. They're now conducting an extensive search of the solar systems.
She lied. Leia Organa lied to us.
I told you she would never consciously betray the rebellion.
Then her life is forfeit. Motti, have the Princess Leia Organa terminated. Immediately.
The Death Star is now a reality, capable of placing the entire galaxy within the Empire's grip. But on their way to the Alderaan system, unaware of the planet's destruction, are Luke Skywalker and his companions aboard the starship Millennium Falcon. Holding the galaxy's single hope for an end to Imperial tyranny. Star Wars, Episode 8 by Brian Daley. Based on characters and situations created by George Lucas. Featured in the cast were David Clennon as Mati, Keen Curtis as Tarkin, Brock Peters as Darth Vader, and Anne Sachs as Leia. The series was directed by John Madden, with sound mixing and post-production by Tom Vagley. Music by John Williams. Sound design for Lucasfilm by Ben Burt. Story editor for the series was Lindsay Smith. Casting and production coordination by Mel Saar. Executive producer was Richard Toskin. Executive producer for Lucasfilm was Carol Teitelman. Star Wars was presented by National Public Radio in association with KUSC-FM Los Angeles with the cooperation of Lucasfilm Limited. Star Wars, based on characters and situations created by George Lucas. Episode 9, Rogues, Rebels, and Robots. A long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, there came a time of revolution when rebels united to challenge a tyrannical empire. In the rebellion's most desperate crisis, plans for the empire's mightiest weapon, the Death Star, were stolen by rebel agents and placed in the memory banks of the astro droid R2-D2. R2 and his interpreter counterpart C-3PO are now under the protection of a young farmer, Luke Skywalker, and the veteran Jedi Knight, Ben Kenobi. In hopes of delivering the droids into rebel hands on the planet Alderaan, Luke and Ben have hired two reckless smugglers, Han Solo and his co-pilot Chewbacca, along with their starship, the Millennium Falcon. Having fought her way past an Imperial blockade, the Falcon is now en route via hyperspace for Alderaan. Her passengers and crew unaware that the Empire is already moving against the Rebel Alliance with all the power at its command.
Ah, that brief shock was the jump to light speed. I think we can unfasten our safety belts now, Luke.
Fine with me. We talk about a wild ride between those Imperial cruisers blazing away at us and Han's crazy piloting. I never thought we'd make it.
Captain Solo's flying may be rather on the daredevil side, but I would say that we owe our lives to it. Not many pilots or starships can make their way through an Imperial Starfleet blockade. I can see where his renown as a smuggler had its source.
But it reminded me just why I hate space travel. Might I unbuckle too, please, Master Luke?
Sure, go ahead.
Oh, and Arthur would like to know if you can let go of the bulkhead.
Oh, yeah, 3PO. This trip's gonna take a little while. How is R2?
He says he's quite in order, Master Luke, thank you.
Good. He's sure been through enough in the last couple of days.
So have we all, if I might say so, sir.
But what's he saying now?
Oh, he's just pointed out that there's a recharging unit over here. Might I suggest that he and I avail ourselves of it?
That's a good idea. We can't foresee how long it will be before another opportunity presents itself.
Oh, yeah, right. 3PO, you and R2 go to it.
Thank you, sir.
Well, you just look at the garbage in this compartment. Shipping containers, spare parts, empty crates, and just plain old junk all over the place. Some starship.
Now, this is a working freighter, Luke, even if her activities are rather on the shady side. Independent captains like Solo run their ships to suit themselves, and they live as they see fit. But I'll tell you this. For all the clutter, the Millennium Falcon is in excellent shape and far faster than she was when she was built. Solo wasn't exaggerating about those modifications he's made on her.
You know what I was surprised to find back at the crew quarters? That holographic game board. I wouldn't have expected Han to be the kind to play.
Spaces fill the hours they spend in transit in a surprising variety of ways, Luke. But the fact that a rough-and-ready fellow like Solo chooses such a pastime does indicate another side to him.
Yeah, but who does he play against? The machine?
Oh, against his first mate Chewbacca, in all likelihood.
Oh, the Wookiee.
Well, games of skill and thought aren't restricted to human beings and machines, Luke. Don't let Chewbacca's great size and fierce appearance fool you. Wookiees are a species with great adaptability, and they're quick to learn.
I guess you're right, but there's no other crew, just Han and Chewbacca?
Their arrangement seems to work well enough for them. Captain Pilot and First Mate Co-Pilot. Now, they strike me as a very competent pair for all their brashness. As long as they get us to Alderaan, they suit our needs.
Yeah, for 17,000.
Their price is insignificant, Luke. Things are coming to a crucial juncture in the war of Rebel against Empire.
You know, it's still hard for me to believe that a princess of the royal house of Alderaan and her father could both be members of the Rebel Alliance.
I think it's best to leave that subject for now, Luke, for a more guarded place and time.
Really? You think Han is...
Captain Solo's loyalties obviously lie more with himself than with the Empire, but it's better not to test that by letting him know just what he's carrying in the form of R2.
The jump to light speed came off without a hitch, gents and droids. Hey, what are those two doing at the tech station?
The droids are merely recharging, Captain.
Well, make sure they don't mess with anything. Me and Chewie are going to repair a little minor damage we did blasting at a Mos Eisley and make sure we're not being followed. So make yourselves comfortable, and we'll have you in Alderaan before you're through dusting the Tatooine sand off you.
Thank you.
Well, I guess I'll take a look around. I've never been aboard a starship before, but I sure thought about it enough.
Perhaps a little later, Luke. For now, there are other more important things for us to do. I don't know what our mission will bring or what we'll encounter on Alderaan, but it's best we begin your training.
Right now? I mean... Here?
Well, didn't you tell me you wanted to be instructed in the ways of the Force in order to become a Jedi Knight like your father was?
Well, yes, of course, but I...
Well, the way of the Jedi is a lifelong education, Luke. I began learning it when I was younger than you. I have achieved a certain mastery, and yet I am no less a pupil for all of that even now.
Darth Vader was a pupil of yours, wasn't he? The one who killed my father and betrayed the Jedi?
Darth Vader. Began as my pupil, yes.
Tell me about him, Ben. I want to know who he is and why he went over to the dark side of the Force. I want to face him and tell him whose son I am.
If you wish to be a Jedi, you will have to put aside your desire for revenge.
But he...
Anger and hatred, yes, and fear too. Now, these can help you draw power from the Force, but only from its dark side. And the dark side of the Force exacts a terrible price from those whom it seduces.
But... Can't you tell me about him? I want to know who he is and why he gave in to the dark side.
Luke, you're reaching far ahead of yourself. The workings of the Force aren't always so direct.
Well, I don't mean to sound like I'm impatient, Ben. I'm grateful that you cared enough about me to watch over me and to teach me.
Yes. I haven't had a pupil since before the Dark Times, before the Empire all but exterminated the Jedi. And there were many times since when I thought I would never teach another, and I feared the way of the Jedi would die out.
You mean there are no other Jedi?
We are not altogether alone in the galaxy, you and I, but I doubt that we can count on help from others of our kind.
Our kind? Well, where do we begin?
When the Jedi were guardians of peace and justice back in the days of the Old Republic, an initiate would begin by spending a great deal of time in contemplation, learning to open himself to the Force.
Yes.
But this is a different day with its own urgencies. Now, Luke, take your father's lightsaber in your hand.
Well, how do I hold the grip?
Watch. Emulate me.
Okay.
Hold the grip so that the blade, when it comes into existence, will be high and ready.
Yes. Ben, how did you do that quick draw in the cantina when you cut those two killers down? I mean, I never saw anybody move so fast.
Basics first, Luke. You must...
crawl before I run?
Just so. Good. Now, take up this stance.
Like this?
That's it. Now watch me. I push this button in the grip of the lightsaber to activate it. Energy is liberated, and the blade comes into existence, you see? Now, from this basic position, you can launch into any movement of the blade. In attack or defense, advance or withdraw. Now, you try.
Okay, let's see.
No. Bring your feet together. Too wide a stance robs you of speed and agility. That's better. Can you feel your center of balance?
It feels pretty good.
I watch, and I shall demonstrate the basic drill. From the ready position into the first defensive posture. And the second. Third. Fourth. Continuing the circular motion with a sweep of the blade like so. And back again into the ready position. You see?
I think so. Can I try it?
Very well, but carefully. Never forget a lightsaber blade will cut through anything it contacts. Anything.
Right.
Now. Your blade.
Boy, this lightsaber feels kind of like it's alive.
It is, in a way, through you. Now, ready? First defensive posture. And the second. Now, it requires a deeper step forward, Luke.
Okay.
The third. No. Keep your blade higher. That's right. And into the fourth. Now, bring it all the way round. The parry must be a full movement.
Well, it's a lot harder than you make it look.
Learning to use a lightsaber properly is a long, meticulous process. Still, you haven't begun all that badly. I can see you inherited your father's dexterity and coordination.
Yeah, but I'm not sure I can get the hang of it. I mean, at least not soon enough to make it useful. I know how to use a blaster pretty well from survival school back home. Maybe I'd better stick with that.
One can do things with a lightsaber that cannot be done with a mere firearm, Luke. But more than that, the lightsaber is a discipline for the mind and a schooling for the body and spirit. It's one of the ways in which a Jedi contacts the Force.
Well, it's just that it's not like anything I ever tried before. Let me go through that drill again.
In a moment, Luke. I have a feeling we may need our every resource when we reach Alderaan. I have it in mind to accelerate your training by opening you to the Force.
Oh, how?
By building your trust in it and in yourself. A great part of a Jedi's power is derived from the Force by a firm conviction, a trust.
Well, I'll try whatever you want me to, Ben. What do I do?
Simply believe.
Yes?
I'm going to help you. I'll be your guide and your intermediary. Now, I'm going to stand here behind you. I want you to listen to my voice and empty your mind of everything else.
Yes.
Focus on my voice and concentrate on the open area of the deck where you will try the drill once more.
Yes.
Envision yourself going through the drill. Don't move. but feel the shape of the sequence, how your arms and legs will move, how nerves and muscles will cooperate. Try to make the sensations as real as you can. The wide rotary motions of the lightsaber, the placement of your feet, and where your center of balance will be. Now, activate your blade. Good. Now open yourself and create the flow of those movements in your mind. Let the pattern carry your mind along. How does it feel?
Like I can do it automatically, without thinking. Well, not that exactly. More like that I don't have to worry, like something will move me through the drill.
That's fine, Luke. Hold that thought and focus on the drill. Don't worry about speed. Don't worry about indecision. Don't worry about anything. Feel the life of the lightsaber in your hands and anticipate the flow of it. And when you feel that you're ready, begin. First defensive posture. That's right. Second. Good, Luke. And the third. Very good. Into the fourth. Exactly. And back around to the ready position. Well done, Luke. How did it feel?
It felt so natural. I wasn't thinking about it, really. The drill just carried me along.
And so it should. You have a strong aptitude, Luke, a powerful affinity for the Force. What do you say to some more practice?
Yes, I'd like that very much.
Excellent. Now again, take up the ready position and feel the flow of the events to come. And the sixth. Now into the seventh attack position. Pivot and parry. Fine. I think you should take another short rest, Luke. We've been at this for quite some time now.
But I don't feel tired. I feel like I could do this forever.
Well, then take pity on your elders, son.
What?
I could use a respite myself. Ah, here's Chewbacca. How are the repairs going?
What'd he say?
He and Captain Solo have repaired all the damage. He says there's time before we reach Alderaan for a quick match at the holographic game board back in the crew quarters. I'm sorry, Chewbacca, but Luke and I have other work to do.
Do be quiet, Artie, and stop boosting.
What's he want, 3PO?
Well, Master Luke, he claims to have been programmed to play a competent hologame when he was assigned as a maintenance droid at a one-man refueling station in order to provide a diversion for the attendant.
Why don't you play R2, Chewie? Sounds like you're on, R2.
I do hope you know what you're doing, R2. For a change.
You'd better leave Chewbacca plenty of room back there, 3PO.
I quite agree, sir.
Now, how about a practice duel, Ben? If we took it real slowly and I'll be careful...
I don't think you're quite ready for that yet, Luke. Though you could use more advanced practice at this point. I noticed that Captain Solo wears his blaster in a fast draw holster.
Right.
He must keep a remote around for target practice. I wonder where he's... Here we are. Have you ever used one of these little remote target globes before, Luke?
Once or twice.
I'm resetting it. It will maneuver in the air, darting back and forth, and fire harmless sting bursts at you.
Uh-huh.
They're a bit painful, but not dangerous. I want you to try and block them with your lightsaber.
Okay.
When I release the remote into the air, it will commence an attack. Ready?
Ready. It hurt.
Not as much as a real enemy would, I assure you. I've set the remote to attack so long as your lightsaber blade is activated. Now continue, Luke. You must reach out and make contact with the Force to anticipate the attack so that...
Ben? Ben? Are you all right? Here, sit down. Now, what's wrong?
I felt a great disturbance in the Force. As if millions of voices cried out in terror and were suddenly silenced. As if an entire world had died in an instant. I fear that something terrible has happened.
Well, is there anything I can do?
No, I'll be all right.
Well, you can forget your troubles. We'll be at Alderaan pretty soon. I told you I could outrun those Imperial slugs. Hey, don't everybody thank me at once.
Huh?
I see Chewie found himself an opponent. Your little droid's not bad at that game. You better watch out. He might win.
What would I tell you, Chewie? It was a trap.
Made a fair move, Chewbacca. If you fell for it, that is your fault. Screaming about it was...